This is the Diehards. The Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Hour number two of the Diehards SB Nation Radio. Follow us on Twitter at SB Nation Radio, at Diehards Radio. I'm at Anthony Pepe. It's Anthony P-E-P-E. And Mr. Mark Linehan is at Marlin Boston. It's M-A-R-L-I-N Boston on Twitter. Be sure to follow us, like us, hashtag us.
Yeah.
And make sure you please, if you do anything, I know you have a lot of time on your hands right now. You're doing social media. Please support the United Way Foundation and the DraftKings campaign, hashtag DK Rally. Take a picture of yourself or a video in wearing a hat, rally
and,
cap, if
and
you will.
Pants, right?
Yes,
okay, just
pants.
Make sure. Just, I got some friends that might take that the wrong way.
We just need the hat and then put it on social media, hashtag
no tasteful news.
DK Rally. Tag three your friends, have them share it, and do it, and all the money goes to the United Way. It's a great cause. Again, they put in $500,000. They're trying to raise another $500,000. It's unbelievable what they're doing. Sad news in the sports world today. Fred Curley Neal, the face of the Harlem Globetrotters for 22 years, died Thursday morning in Houston at age 77. And I do have to say, as a sports fan, I have never seen the Harlem Globetrotters in person. Is that blasphemy or what?
No, I have. When I was a little kid, I went a couple times.
I had one of my
brother's friends worked at the Garden, so I used to go sit.
Of course you did. You stopped in?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I was sitting right behind the row once when I was a little kid when they did that trick where they say it's a bucket of water thrown at you and it's really like confetti.
Did it scare you?
Yeah, it did. I was kind of a baby.
I find it shocking. You stubbed in as a kid. You stubbed in as an old adult.
Yeah,
I mean,
same way.
I'm sensing a trend.
I could see Curly dribble behind his back in front of Jesus right about now.
You know, all those years of doing promotions and marketing and radio, and I had tons of tickets to give away.
Yeah.
I never went to the Garden to see the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yep.
I have to check them out.
Seeing Curly.
Bucket list. I'm going to do that. No,
right.
I will not see Curly. R.I.P.
No,
Curly.
You won't. You might see Shemp.
Coming up next, the highest rated segment on the program, the Beantown Rundown, presented by Hillside Harvest. Coming up next, he's Linehan. I'm Pepe. We are the Diehards.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
You know, Linehan, sometimes we do take this for granted. I know we're a couple of knuckleheads from Boston doing this radio show in my basement, but...
So we're in the Auto Parts studio. Why am I sitting next to Mufflers?
It's funny, though, because my buddy Mike DeRamio just texted me and said, I can't believe, and I can't say the whole text, you're talking to Rod Woodson.
Yeah, I got friends doing the same thing.
And I'm like,
I'm like, plus, he was awesome.
Ho-hum.
Yeah.
Seriously, you sit back and you go,
that was a great get by you.
He won a Super Bowl. He's a Hall of Famer. And it is really cool. Sometimes I forget that.
I agree 100%. And sometimes, you get guests and you're like, oh, halfway through, we're looking at each other. But, man, I could have talked to him all night. I don't know if he could have talked to us all night, but I would have been happy to talk to him.
I mean, most of the time, you just gaze into my eyes. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Oh, hey, that's why I'm only 5.5 feet away.
Beantown Rundown.
I'm a bit of a rebel. I do 5.5.
Presented by our friends at Hillside Harvest. If you haven't tried Hillside Harvest hot sauce, then you're missing out. They're unlike any hot sauce I've had before. Most hot sauces will try to overpower you with heat, but Hillside Harvest has found the perfect combination of heat and flavor.
Hillside!
I add their hot sauces on everything from wings to pasta.
Wow.
And now I'm even putting their sun-kissed tomato hot sauce on my morning eggs. I mean, I'm cooking breakfast every morning because I'm home,
obviously. I would have a guess that Mrs. Pepe is making breakfast
every morning. I'm cooking breakfast, man. Look at me.
I walked in here, nothing smelled burnt, so you ain't doing nothing.
Don't take my word for it, though.
I'm not.
Try Hillside Harvest for yourself at HillsideSauce.com. That's hillsidesauce.com. Okay, Beantown Rundown, 5 random sports questions. Then we always get to the never entertaining entertainment question. Question number one, Tom Brady in another uniform.
He is. I haven't read the paper. What happened?
What is the worst ever athlete that was in another uniform that you said, you know what, this just doesn't look right. This just doesn't feel right. This just flat out sucks. Is it Tom Brady or is it somebody else? I have a feeling it's going to be somebody else for you. Question two, Beantown Rundown. If sports were to come back soon, should the NCAA play games in the summer? And I'm meaning college basketball, and I'm throwing in college hockey because both you and I work for college hockey, and we miss it. Probably not likely, but
picking up where they left off.
It'd be fun if it was even possible. Question two. Question three. If sports comes back, what would be the sport, Linehan, for you that you hope does not come back?
Oof.
If you had to choose one to say, hey, you know what? Bye-bye.
If football was never here, my gambling-wise, I'd be driving a Cadillac home tonight.
That could be your answer. Question four, Beantown Rundown, presented by HillsideSauce.com. If you could work for any team when sports return, what team would you work for and what would you do? I'm dying to hear that answer. Question five, Beantown Rundown here at the Diehards SB Nation Radio. Pepe Linehan, finish the sentence. In 6 months, sports will be. In 6 months, sports will be. And then we have the entertainment question. We'll drop out at the end here. All right, let's get back to it. Question one. Tom Brady in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform, which I know everybody saw the uniform all over the social media the other day where it had number 12 in the front and then number 26 on the shoulders.
Yeah.
Someone in the marketing department got fired.
Yeah, I would think so. The guy that put the 12 on the front or the 26 on the shoulders? Be funny if he
maybe it was two people.
Be funny if he came out wearing number 26. Sell more shirts.
What athlete was the worst that you've seen in another uniform? Who was that?
You know, it's hard. You think of a bunch. Michael Jordan, Joe Montana, that stuff, but this one's going to be tough, seeing Brady in a 26.
It's going to hurt, isn't it?
But I think the biggest one was when you left WEEI and went to 1510. I never thought I'd see you in
a
different jersey.
I was wearing a 1510 K-card. Yes.
New jersey. I was like, wow.
Yes.
Boy, that's when you knew that life wasn't just fair.
That worked out for me, didn't it?
Yeah, take a number.
You know, you mentioned Michael Jordan, and I got a chance, as you mentioned, the old radio station I worked for, 1510. We were the flagship of the Boston Celtics, and I got to see Michael Jordan in a Wizards uniform, and it made me sick. I was sitting next to Grandy and Max, acting like an engineer, sitting like literally right on the floor, and Michael Jordan is literally 2 feet away from me in a Wizards uniform, and it just made me sick.
Had nothing to do with the seven bears you had before.
No, it had nothing to do with that. Eight, maybe.
Yeah, I was being nice.
Question two, Beantown Rundown. If sports came back, should NCAA play their games in the summer?
I'd love to see it, but I think you got to keep in mind that these kids go to school, too.
School, so schmool.
Yeah, but I don't think you can pull it off that way. And you know, the weird thing is that some schools, it's weird how schools have different semesters and quads or whatever they call them now that, you know, I know like out in Oregon, for example, I know that they went to school in the summer as quarters, you know what I mean? So school would start up like September 28th. There'd be kids that were freshmen that would play three or four games before they took a class.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of, I'd like to see him play. I'm with you, what you said in the beginning. Drop the puck.
I know it never happened. Again, you work for Boston University. And you were fighting for a chance to get into the tournament. And, you know, BC was ranked very high in the country, had a chance to win the national championship. And I'm sitting here going, finally, I've been working for this team for 5 years. Finally, they have a team that they could possibly do what they've done in the previous years until I got there, and then they canceled the season.
You might have got a chance to go to Fargo, North Dakota, where I got to go a couple years ago, where I'm now huge.
I heard you're huge there.
I am at the Arby's. Actually, I'll tell you a quick story, and I'll go on the rundown, but we had a guy in a cab drive us.
Fargo?
Yeah, had him take me to an Arby's.
Of course
I asked him if he wanted anything, and he told me, nope, tonight's the night me and the wife cook. So I said, well, what are you going to have? And he told me my wife's secret recipe, beer and cheese soup.
What?
And I asked him if the ingredients were self-explanatory, and he told me, not sure, but it is delicious.
Question three.
Fargo for the win.
Which sport would you hope never comes back?
Squash.
Oh, come on.
I hate the vegetable. I hate the sport.
Come on.
All right, fencing.
Give me one. Give me one of the main sports.
Well, obviously soccer I could live without.
All right. Well, that's that.
What about fencing and squash?
That's that.
It's like the rich kid sports, you know? you know anybody that even ate squash? Never mind played squash.
No, I don't.
No, and I'm going to do a little fencing later on with you after this ends, now that I thought about it.
Question four, if you could work for any team when sports return, what team would you work for and what the hell would you do?
I'd be the fifth starter for the San Diego Padres.
Of course you would be.
Every 5 days, nice weather. Don't have to work for 4 days.
Or boom, maybe done. They just bring back the San Diego chicken.
Oh, I could do that too. I could do that on my four off days.
Yes.
Multi-talented. That'll give me an extra $8,000 on my check.
All right. Question five, Beantown Rundown, presented by HillsideSauce.com. Finish the sentence, Linehan. In 6 months, sports will be
back in action, baby.
You think so?
I think so. I don't know if a lot of people will be going to the games. I like the idea of people not showing up. I'll get a better seat. I'll go. I'll pull my old cough trick like I do at CVS. You walk down the front row, go, watch everybody, boom, sit right in the front row.
Yeah, but see, you wouldn't pay for your tickets, though. You'd get stubbed in like you told us earlier.
Don't pay to pay, baby. My grandmother told me that when I was a kid.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm hearing that the NFL is going to be delayed, and obviously Manfred came out on SportsCenter on Scott Van Pelt last night on ESPN talking about delaying the season until July and playing through December, and there's all sorts of ideas and options and meetings and all that good stuff. Would you like to be a fly on the wall, by the way, in these meetings?
Well, my sources at Fenway tell me that one of the things that Manfred doesn't want people in charge saying is that they're guaranteeing 162 games because that's what the players' union's fighting for to get paid.
Really?
So they don't want to come out and say specifically, you know, what the deal is.
So you're not supposed to say that if you represent a team?
Yeah, because the obviously the players' union say, hey, sure. You just said you're playing 162. Why not do it, you know?
I don't know. I work for an event marketing company that obviously, you know, I'm out of business right now.
Yeah.
And we put on food truck and craft beer festivals across the country. And we moved all the events till September. But I'm sitting here now and talking to everybody in that industry and talking to people saying, all right, well, if things get back to normal in 1 or 2 or 3 months, let's say, are people going to still come
out
in August or September and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to hop in a crowd of 5,000 people deep and go to a festival. I just don't see it.
I've got an offshore five dimes count that has the odds on when the next game.
Can you just say that again and stop? I have an offshore account five dimes. Just say that.
No, I don't do what I'm told. They have the next MLB official game. The over-under is July 3rd.
All right.
And before July 3rd is minus 160. So that says to me you're in play there a little bit.
Possibly.
Football as NFL official game is the over-under September 10th.
Okay.
And the NBA over-under is July 3rd. And hockey is July 1st. That's going to be interesting.
So the third, a lot of sports could possibly start.
Yeah.
And that's obviously the big day of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
There you go. Will that happen? Yeah, yeah. You know, don't get me started on that. If you're going to enter that and you know you're coming in second, why would you eat 50 hot dogs? To have July 5th be the worst day of your life? Right? If you know you're not going to win, have four. Get yourself on TV and wave. This nitwit's eating 50 hot dogs. You know he's going to have to spend the next day reading the newspaper three times in the bathroom, and he knows he's getting the silver. Where's the brains there?
Oh, man.
Once you're down 20 hot dogs, have some pie.
All right. Entertainment question. If the world ends, Linehan, we're kind of on that path right now. What's the number one thing on your bucket list?
Oh, I've done it all.
No, but there's got to be something. What is it?
I would like to go ice fishing in Iceland.
Why?
I don't know, it just seems like it'd be a lot of fun. Cheap flights. And again, little known fact about ice fishing. That's where fish sticks come from.
Oh, really?
Yep. Didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
Where do you think they come from?
I'm learning something new every day, man.
Go dig a hole in Maine, throw a rope and a worm, and then the next thing you got Mrs. Paul throwing a dozen of those baits
right
at you.
Let's take a break. When we come back, joining us, Pat Donovan, radio host for 95.3 WDAE in Tampa. He's the host of the Pat and Aaron Show. He's going to join us on the Progressive Guest Line next. We're going to talk about Bruce Arians, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and some guy named TB12 coming up.
TB26, was it?
He's Linehan. I'm Pepe. We are the Diehards, SB Nation Radio.
You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Yes, indeed. It's the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East here in Boston. Pepe Linehan. Have a car problem but don't know where to go?
Yes,
no,
yes.
Linehan, I'm doing a radio read. I'm not talking to you. Maybe you're not close to home when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts' shop referral program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly Auto Parts location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. How does that jingle go, Lenny?
Woo!
No, how does that go?
O'Reilly.
Thank you. That was
compelling. Autobots.
Appreciate that.
Woo!
Now let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote from Progressive today. Joining us, radio host from 95.3 WDAE in Tampa, host of the Pat and Aaron Show. Pat Donovan's on the line. Hey, Pat, welcome to SB Nation Radio. It's Anthony and Mark from Boston. How are you?
I'm well, and I have to know, does he go full O-face for the O'Reilly's read there?
Not on Thursdays, but thanks for asking.
Hey, Pat, any big news happening in the Tampa sports market? Anything note there?
Yeah, not much. You know what I mean? outside of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers bringing in what is widely recognized as the greatest quarterback of all time. And outside of that, not a whole lot going on. And boy, thank God for Tom Brady, because as you guys know, the sports world is at a dead stop right now. And at least here in Tampa Bay, there's a lot of reason for Buccaneers fans to be very, very excited. And again, thank God, it is a much needed distraction. As I know you guys know, around the country, we have it here in Tampa, thanks to Tom Brady coming to town, but we need the distraction.
Hey, Pat, when you first heard the rumors of the greatest QB to walk on the planet could be a Buccaneer, what went through your mind? Did you believe it?
Well, let me tell you something, guys. I don't like to tap myself on the back. You know, I'm not a pat myself on the back kind of guy, but to be honest with you, I told anybody who would listen, let me tell you what Tom Brady's going to do. He's going to go back to the New England Patriots. Of course he is. Jameis Winston, he'll be back with the Buccaneers. But no, of course Tom Brady's going back to the Patriots. He's not coming to Tampa Bay. He's not going anywhere else. He'll be right back with Bill Belichick in New England. And you're an idiot if you believe anything but that. That's what I believe. I think it's what a lot of people believed. And I was shocked when we found out. And it was really when the report came down from Trotter that the Los Angeles Chargers said they were out of it that all of a sudden I sat here on my couch and went, no, really? And yep. It kind of dawned on me, like, Tom Brady's going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Yeah, it's still blowing our minds up here in Boston.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
But is there any obviously, everybody's pumped, and I don't blame you to get him down there, and season tickets went crazy and all that stuff. But is there any concern that maybe Bill Belichick didn't want him back for a reason, to think he might be all done?
I think there's a little concern of that. But when you've dealt with the kind of turnovers that this franchise has had the last couple of years, you know, when you think about Bruce Arians coming out of retirement and him saying in part because he wanted to coach Jameis Winston, and a year later being ready to move on, a lot of Buccaneer fans were in that boat as well. And there were some Buccaneer fans that really wanted to see Jameis Winston back. They really thought Jameis Winston could have a big year in year two under Bruce Arians. I actually predicted, again, that he'd be back and that he would have a big year in year two under Bruce Arians. But at the end of the day, you know the credibility that comes along with Tom Brady. And do you think he's going to air it out 60, 70 yards, you know, every time he drops back, and then that no risk it, no biscuit offense? No. But what you know is he's still very much good enough to complete those intermediate passes from 15 to 25 yards. And you guys know that's where most of your explosives come from. And if you can do that and you don't throw 30 interceptions, you're going to be a lot more competitive than the team that went 7-9 a year ago with a quarterback who did.
Yeah, he's kind of, I don't want to say specifically dink and dunk, but he's become more of that than a deep ball threat. Tell us a little bit about how the offense, with the weapons that they have, will they have to be adjustments to Tom Brady?
I think there'll be a little bit of adjustments, but you guys know this. Yes, he didn't air the ball out a ton, but on throws of more than 20 yards, I think he was like third in the league when it comes to accuracy. So the guy can still do it. And I think in part, that's part of the reason why he came to Tampa Bay. I think in part, listen, I don't think he had a ton of options when it came to leaving the Patriots, but at the same time, I think he looked at this offense. I think he looked at what Bruce Arians, Byron Leftwich want to do in this offense, which is air it out more often than not, which is throw the ball downfield more often than not. I think he looked at that as an opportunity to show people that, yeah, I've done what the Patriots offense does for a long time. It doesn't mean that's all I can do. And again, I think, and you guys know this, that he showed that when he did go downfield last year, despite not having the kind of weapons like a Mike Evans that everybody knows is a top five wide receiver in this league, and then a Chris Godwin that I don't know if a lot of people know, he might be as good as Mike Evans, because what he lacks in the size and the God-given ability that you just can't teach, he makes up for in his route running, his hustle, his blocking. He's the kind of kid you want on your football team, and I think he takes just another step with a guy like Tom Brady under center.
Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Joining us on the Progressive Guest Line, Pat Donovan, radio host, 95.3 WDAE, in Tampa Bay, host of the Pat and Aaron Show. Pat, talk a little bit about what do you think the biggest reason Tom Brady selected Tampa Bay? Was it because there weren't a lot of teams lining up there? I mean, we heard about the Chargers. We heard maybe the Raiders and John Gruden. There were some other rumblings of some other teams.
I kept waiting for the Dolphins
but
to get in.
What was the number one reason you think Tom Brady and TB12 took his game to Tampa Bay?
It's funny you said the Dolphins, because whenever I did hear the Dolphins, I thought, really? Tom Brady's going to leave the New England Patriots for that? And again, they did some impressive things at the end of the year. I think they fought really hard, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, it was a shock when they beat the Patriots, and I don't think anybody expected them, Tom Brady or not, to do it next season. And I figured Tom Brady would go to a place where at least he thought they could he could elevate them to a real contender. And I'm sure he looks at this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. Forget about who else is out there. Again, I think he looks at a Tampa Bay Buccaneers team that was 7-9 a year ago. And if Jameis Winston throws 15 interceptions, 15 instead of 30, you're talking about at least a 9 or 10 win football team. And Tom Brady, as you guys know, again, has thrown 29 interceptions in his last 4 years combined, one fewer than Jameis threw last season
crazy.
Alone. And they know, yeah, it really is. It's crazy. And they know that as long as Tom Brady plays like Tom Brady, he doesn't have to set the world on fire, right? If he's consistent, he doesn't turn the football over, that defense takes another step. Of course, they got Ndamukong Suh back in the fold, Shaq Barrett, Jason Pierre-Paul, a young secondary that last year started the year with first and second year corners and got torched, now has second and third year corners ready to take another step. And with Tom Brady at the helm on the offensive side of the football, I think they believe they can be a lot more competitive.
Yeah, that was my next question about the defense. Everybody up here, once they get over the shock, obviously, of Tom Brady leaving, everybody knows about their weapons on offense like you just discussed. But tell us a little bit about their defense.
Yeah, and again, it was such a priority. You know, we all think about Bruce Arians as the quarterback whisperer. We always think about Bruce Arians as a offensive-minded head football coach. But the second that season ended last year, he told anyone who would listen, listen, the priority this offseason, now, did he know Tom Brady might be a possibility? No. But what he said was the priority this offseason is making sure we get that front seven back together. And yes, they lose Carl Nassib, but the priority was you got to get Shaq Barrett, who led the league with 19 and a half sacks, back in the fold. You have to get Jason Pierre-Paul, who came back after a broken neck and shocked everyone again and still was Jason Pierre-Paul. You have to get him back in the fold. They did that, of course, with a franchise tag for Shaq, with a new two-year deal with Jason Pierre-Paul. And then yesterday, they locked Ndamukong Suh up with another one-year deal. And that front seven that was such a key part of that defense last year was strong against the run all year long and was good enough against the pass, but kind of had to wait for the secondary to catch up. It was really good the job. So they got back the key parts of that front seven, and it gives them an opportunity to be able to take that next step this season with a young secondary that, again, really turned a corner late last season.
We've got about a minute left. My final question about Tampa itself, the city. How will the attendance be affected for Rays games by having no games?
I got to tell you, you know what? I would love to see a stadium on this side of the bridge. You know, yeah. I'd love to see a stadium actually in Tampa, because what we know is the Tampa Bay Rays do so much better when it comes to television and radio ratings than the Tampa Bay Lightning do. But the Tampa Bay Lightning have sold out I don't know how many consecutive games at around 20,000 a game. And if they get 20,000 a game at Rays games, they'd be thrilled. I think if you move it to the right side of the bridge, they really do a lot better. This is a better fan base than people give it credit for, because of the fact that we have so many transient people. Hell, I'm one of them. But at the end of the day, the core here, they love Rays baseball, man.
Should have the Rays signed Stamkos. Two birds with one stone.
Hey, Pat, keep up the good work with the Pat and Aaron Show on 95.3 WDAE in Tampa. We'll talk to you later on down live.
Thank you very much.
You need to be our guy to give us updates on what TB12's doing, all right, buddy?
Anytime, gentlemen.
And then,
Thank you very much.
Just wait. When Antonio Brown goes there, you're not going to do any show prep. Thank you, buddy. Joining us on the Progressive Guest Line, that is Pat Donovan. Quick TO, we'll come right back. Continue with football. Dr. Football joins us next on SB Nation Radio.
Warning. You're listening to the Diehards on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
Let's get right back to it now. Getting back to it, the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Friend of the show, he's a diehard. New England Football Journal, rotoplanner.com, Mr. Dr. Football, John Serenitas. Hey, Doc, welcome back, SB Nation Radio. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
What's happening, man? Are you and the family safe? Everyone bunkered down and trucking along?
We're hunkered down, man. It's quarantine central here like it is everywhere else.
You know, Doc, to start out, people don't know that you're a teacher, and I've got my whole family teachers. I've worked in the schools myself, a ton of respect for you. What's that been like as far as not having kids to deal with, or are they making you do stuff, not making you do stuff, but how do you keep in contact with students with all this stuff going on?
Well, it's funny because it's been kind of a catch-22 in the 2 weeks that we've been out because of federal law when it comes to special ed and when it comes to meeting certain services. We have not been able to assign work, so what we've been doing what are called enrichment activities. You could call it busy work because that's what it is. I mean, let's be honest. So, but the longer this goes, I do think you're going to start to see some change here. Where, if let's say hypothetically we're out for the rest of the year, which I guess is still on the table right now. It's May 4th here in Massachusetts, but if we were to be out for the rest of the year, I do think you'll see a shift where we're doing an online curriculum. But, you know, the expectation is that we're posting these enrichment activities and that we're communicating with our students, and we're doing that. We're trying to make the best of what is really a tough situation.
Hey, Doc, I got two little girls, 10 and 8 years old. We're doing, like, the homeschooling thing, as you mentioned, with the teachers are sending some work home, and we're trying to keep them busy. Man, God bless you. You guys don't make enough money because I'm already ready to lose my freaking mind. You guys, when this thing is all said and done, deserve a big fat raise.
Well, thank you, my friend. I mean, look, you're seeing it nationally. A lot of people are getting out of the profession. The profession is getting tougher, not so much because of the kids. Kids have changed to a degree, but the profession is just getting tougher because of all the regulation, and you're being weighed down and the unrealistic expectations in some instances. And so, you know, I appreciate hearing that. I think it's good to hear. But look, if you're getting into the education field, it's a labor of love, man. I don't want to seem cheesy or generic when I say that. But the reality is, if you want to be a teacher, well, you're doing it because you love it. You're not doing it for the money, and you're certainly not doing it because you like the stress that comes with it. You enjoy working with young people, and you enjoy what you teach.
Well, we know you are Dr. Football as well, so let's get right into the football schooling, if you will. And I'm going to do another complete this sentence bit with you. Tom Brady
nice.
And the Tom Brady and the Bucks will go
10-6 in 2020.
All right, so you're thinking they're better than their 7-9. You're thinking he's 3 wins better and make the playoffs, miss the playoffs, 10-6.
I think they'll make the playoffs as a wild card. Look, they'll be better because, obviously, of Tom Brady. But their defense is pretty good. They were one of the top 3 defenses in the league against the run last year. Their front 7 is solid. Their secondary has some issues that they're going to need to address in the draft. But, yeah, it's Tom Brady. Even at 43 years old, you got to think with the skill set, and I'm not going to say weapons because I despise that term, but with the skill set he has around him, you got to figure if Brady plays to the level he's capable of, even with some regression, that should get you 3 more wins.
Doc, now you got more time to break down tape, I would assume, right? I know I read somewhere that you were breaking down Stidham a little bit in the games that you saw of the Patriots quarterback. Is he the man? I mean, obviously they signed Hoyer, but will they be looking to draft somebody late, or do you think Stidham can handle the action?
You know what, Mark? I think he's going to have to be the man next year. Look, signing Brian Hoyer is nothing more than him coming in and being that veteran that knows the system and can guide Stidham and a potential rookie, because I hate to break the hearts of Cody Kessler fans out there, but he's probably not going to be on this roster come opening weekend. I think they are going to carry 3 quarterbacks. I think they're going to draft a quarterback, but I think they know in their heart of hearts they want it to be Jarrett Stidham. They believe in this guy. They think they can win with him. I think they can win with him, too. I'm not going to sit here and say that the dynasty's alive and well and that they can get to a Super Bowl, but I wouldn't quite bury the Patriots quite yet because it is a quarterback-friendly offense, and I think they can do a lot of different things with this kid to play to his strengths. And so I think because of that, I think they can be okay, and I do think he's the guy for 2020. They want to see if he can be the guy long-term. If he can, then he's the guy. If he's not, then obviously they need to redirect and address the position in 2021.
What kind of differences do you think we'll see in the offense? Obviously, we've seen Brady for 20 years. I mean, is there anything specifically that you can see as an adjustment that would play to Stidham's strengths?
Yeah, I think they're going to move the pocket for him more, a lot more than they did for Tom Brady. They would occasionally do that for him. But I do think you're going to see more bootlegs, more nakeds, more sprint outs. And I think you're going to see, especially early on, an emphasis on running the football. We saw this 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl, when they were a heavy 21-22 personnel team. I think you're going to see them be more of that early on until he gets comfortable. Because the best way to get a young quarterback comfortable is to run the football and set up that play action. If you can do that, you can really put them in a position where you make the reads easy, you cut the field in half for them, and you make the throws easy. And so I think early on, there's going to be an emphasis on running the football, and they'll develop the offense as he gets more comfortable, but they're going to try to take some pressure off of him early on by featuring the running game.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Joining us on the Progressive guest line with the diehards here in SB Nation Radio, Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan, friend of the show, diehard, Dr. Football, John Saronitis. You can also check him out at New England Football Journal and RotoPlanner.com. Doc, let's stay on the QB position. What's a bigger surprise, Cam Newton or Jameis Winston not being retained by their franchise?
I think it's Jameis Winston, because I think once Matt Rhule got hired in Carolina, you kind of could see that split coming. You just didn't, Cam Newton just didn't fit the way Rhule wants to play. But I thought for sure going into this offseason that the Buccaneers were going to make a commitment to Jameis Winston because I think they believe Bruce Arians can coach some of those mistakes out of him. He'd be more comfortable in his second year in that system. And I think that given his age and his upside, I felt that they could give him another contract and try to give him an opportunity to be that franchise quarterback. So I was surprised that they moved on from him. But look, as surprised as I was at that, when you look at the signing of Tom Brady, it makes sense given Arians' age, given their window to win, this window of opportunity to win now, given Brady's age. It all makes sense. But I was surprised that Tampa was more willing to walk away from a 26-year-old quarterback who threw for over 5,000 yards and has the physical upside that Winston has.
Cam Newton, obviously, people around here and other places think he's the Cam Newton of 4 or 5 years ago. Obviously, he's banged up, and a lot of his game is taken away from that, not being able to move around. But where do you see him ending up, or where's his career go?
Well, look, I think wherever he ends up next, Mark, they're going to have to focus on making him a passer and yep, less of a runner. It's got to be more about him being a quarterback and not being this dual-threat quarterback that he's been throughout his entire football career. I think the Los Angeles Chargers would be a great fit. Nobody cares about the Chargers in Southern California. They're a complete afterthought. The move from San Diego to L.A. has been a disaster. L.A. is a Rams town. I think if you want to generate some buzz moving into a new stadium, I think you sign Cam Newton. I don't buy this nonsense that Tyrod Taylor is their quarterback next year. If he's your quarterback, you're lucky to win 7 or 8 games. No offense to Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod, if you're listening, don't take it personal, man. It's just the truth, and the truth hurts. But the reality is, I think Cam Newton would be a nice fit there, and I think he would give them some star power that they lack right now. That they're kind of a nondescript franchise that's just muddling along. I think Cam Newton in L.A. with the Chargers would be an ideal marriage.
You know, it's funny. First time I saw Cam Newton, I was it was at the Rose Bowl with the national championship game with Auburn and Oregon. And I remember seeing him on the sidelines walk by me. I just couldn't believe the size of him. And I heard later that John Gruden's quote was, he thought that was Julius Peppers. I mean, the athletic ability and that, the athletic ability and the size of him was just phenomenal. But I agree with, like you said, if he can't run, you got to teach him, not teach him how to pass, but you got to structure some things around him.
You know, absolutely, because so much of his game has been predicated on the direct snap package stuff and using him as a downhill runner to complement your running backs. And so I don't think he can be that moving forward for the rest of his career. I think he's got to be more of a quarterback. I think playing for Anthony Lynn in L.A. with an organization that needs that a reason for the fans to get behind them. I think Cam Newton would give them that. He gives them some star power, some star quality there. And I still think he can play. And you know he's going to be motivated. They tried to trade him. They couldn't trade him. They cut him. You know he's going to be fired up. And I'm not saying that because he put out that goofy video today and everything else of him shirtless working out, babbling about how they
Pepe did the same thing.
Yeah, it's just how I roll.
Right. But I do think if there's one organization in the league right now that could use him, it's the L.A. Chargers.
Hey, Doc, in this crazy world we're living in right now, what do you think is going to happen in this NFL season? Going to be delayed? What's your overall take, and what's your gut telling you that what's going to happen?
It's so hard to say because, again, you don't know what's going to happen with the coronavirus, obviously.
Sure.
By the way, are we anywhere near the plateau?
We are not.
I'm trying to get my Fauci update today, but Trump kept babbling.
I don't believe we are. No.
Okay. So I think a lot of it will depend on that ultimately. I can see a scenario where they have to push training camps back to August and then maybe start a week or two later. But right now, on March 26th, if you had to twist my arm, I'd say a slight delay, but I can't see them being too delayed. You have to think at some point we're going to hit this vaunted plateau and then come back down the other side of things. And that's probably going to happen late spring, early summer at the latest. I think they'll have enough time to get things in order and start at a relatively decent time. The bigger issue right now is what's going on with these front offices and being able to communicate with these players that are in the draft and being able to work them out and get medics. That's the bigger issue. The fact that the league has kind of had this blasé attitude about that is amazing to me because, in essence, given what's happened, guys, you're going to end up drafting these guys. They're going to come into your organization, and you're not really going to know much about them physically beyond what you saw at the combine. You're just basically going off tape on the combine. That's kind of a scary proposition because you want that pro day workout. You want a little bit more to go off of. You're not going to have that right now.
John, you're a high school coach, high school teacher. One of the things overlooked, as far as I'm concerned, I think is talk about these poor high school seniors, kids that have had their whole spring season canceled.
It's awful. It's awful. And the reality is, It's not. They can sit here and talk about, well, if you go back May 4th, maybe you can play a 12-game schedule, no tournament, 8-game schedule. The bottom line is it's over. It's ruined. And I would not be surprised now. I don't want to speculate and throw this out there. I don't have any inside information. But there's a good chance we might not be going back the rest of this year.
Yep.
And it's sad to see that these seniors are going to lose the opportunity to compete in their final athletic season of their careers. It's awful, and you feel for the kids.
And not only that, you talk about scholarship opportunities. You know, every year you got the kid that all of a sudden bats 500 in his senior year and gets a full ride somewhere, a lacrosse player, stuff like that. I couldn't agree more. It's just awful.
Oh, yeah, and imagine being a kid who's draft eligible, who's draftable, right? I mean, that's the hard part about it. I have
point.
A friend of mine who's the head baseball coach down at Silver Lake Regional, and he's got a couple of pitching prospects, a couple of kids that could potentially get drafted, and he has reiterated with me throughout this that what do you do for those kids?
Yeah.
Those kids aren't going to have an opportunity to showcase themselves on the field so that they could potentially be drafted in June. Again, it's terrible, but what are we going to do here? We don't have a choice. What we're doing is the right thing.
Hey, Doc, we got about a minute left here. Speaking of drafting, I know you spend a lot of time at Alumni Stadium at Boston College. I know there's a lot of excitement going on over there with Coach Hafley and
talk about, again, missing practices there, too.
Hashtag get in. I do a lot of marketing there, so I watch a lot of BC games. I watch this dude, A.J. Dillon, standing on the sidelines. What an explosive running back. One of the best players I've seen live when healthy. Where do you think this kid's going to go in the April draft?
You know, I think when you look at him and you project, I think he's a third-round pick. And
okay.
I think he's going to be a tremendous value pick for whichever team that drafts him. Now, I don't think he's going to be drafted as a guy who's going to be the featured guy, but I do think he's going to be drafted to be a part of a timeshare, but I think he's going to put up some big numbers, particularly touchdown numbers. So I think he's going to score a lot of touchdowns because he's going to be that quintessential red zone short yardage back. But he's big, he's strong, he can get to the second level quick, and he's faster than people think. When he gets to that second level, and you've seen it, Pep,
being at
their games, he can separate pretty quickly. Now, he's not a finisher, but he's a chunk runner. In other words, he can pick up 25, 30, 35 yards on a run. So I think he's a terrific talent. He does have a lot of wear and tear on that body. He's absorbed a lot of carries. But I think in the right offense in a timeshare, he can be a highly productive player as a rookie.
Hey, Doc, thank you so much. By the way, is it safe to say that your baseball tour is canceled this summer?
It's on hold. We were supposed to go to Texas in a couple weeks to check out the new park. That's not happening. We're on hold right now.
All right, we'll talk to you later on down the line. Great stuff.
Thanks,
as always.
John.
Thank you. There he is,
all
Dr.
Right,
Football. John Serenitas, New England Football Journal, rotoplanner.com, friend of the diehard. He is a diehard.
I didn't get a chance to ask him if it's PhD or MD.
I don't know yet. We'll ask him next time.
Yeah.
All right. Quick TO. We'll come right back, wrap things up. He's Lenahan. I'm Pepe. We are the Diehards, SB Nation Radio.
The Diehards continue now on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Lenahan.
Hey, Lenahan, did you hear
buddy?
The latest stat? And I'm not talking about a sports stat.
What do you got?
Divorce filings are skyrocketing from the quarantine-weary and financially stressed couples, according to the top matrimonial attorneys.
Did your wife write that?
50% rise in inquiries.
Did your wife write that?
Potential clients. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Man, I told you.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that sleeping bag.
I told you got a collection of baseball bats. I want to know which one was going to be Exhibit A when she bundles you with it.
She's close, dude.
She's close. She's a keeper.
Hey, Jose in Rock and Roll Control in Houston. Great job tonight, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Lenahan, you're okay.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Thanks.
You're okay.
C's get you degrees.
Try not to get sick because I have to do this again with you next week. All right?
That's the only time I cough is at CVS.
I will talk to you next week.